junction box, they're required to leave so much wire in it.
Right.
Instead of passing straight through.
He could just.
And you can clip and alternate lights, which I don't know. I bet that hadn't even been investigated because we didn't have any.
Not the wiring wise, no. I just don't know how they work.
So I'd like for Phil to just take a, it won't take him but an hour to look and see.
The actual wiring part of it?
He can change some, and he might even be able to go down through there. And they're all color coded, I'm sure, or tagged, and have every other light or every two or three lights on.
Explain more. What would he change if it can be changed?
Okay, what it would do is as those run through there, they'll be color coded, and like red will go all the way down here at the end. But every junction box should have enough wire that you can pull out.
And as far as lighting, what's going
to
change?
Well, we could alternate. We could choose which lights to be on and off.
Yeah, we could choose which lights. We could cut out three, you know, every third light.
See, right now it's groups of six.
Yeah.
But what you're saying is if you could do it, you would have some lights on, some lights off.
Uh-huh.
I think we're going to have complaints on that.
Well, I think we have them now.
I know we do. I don't know that.
Well, even after we get
it, we want half of our lights on.
Well,
it would show that we're frugal, but
if it was patterned, I don't think it would be as bad as having six off here and six off there, and you know what I mean.
Yeah, I don't care to look at it.
If every other one or every third one was on after a certain period of time and put on a timer. Now this deal at C of O, that's been a discussion ever since we took that over about the lights out front. They don't have any lighting.
No parking lot. No parking lot lighting.
And that was going to be a questionable.
My thing is, I'd rather them not spend $12,000 right now, not with the current economic conditions, and I haven't seen their report yet, but things are tight enough right now. We don't need any extra expenditures out there.
I don't think so either. That's my thought.
So,
I know they're wanting to progress on, but I don't think that we need to.
It's time to batten down the hatches here.
Till we find out where we're going.
Right.
We've got the sheriff identified out there and for security. And
I mean, if we needed some street lights, if we needed some parking lot lights, we've got two street lights. We can go plug in out there and good. You know. They're 20 feet tall.
Yeah.
I mean, if we needed some sort of exterior parking lot lighting, but anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, that's going to come up Tuesday, and I wanted to see what your guys' thoughts are on that.
Okay, what about a situation if we, because Hertz Rent-A-Car would be the main one that would need.
Avis.
I'm sorry, I'm very sorry there.
They try harder.
The thing of it is I thought that they might. Cost share on the lights or something if they needed two lights.
But they just don't have any lights. They close it dark.
Has it been 3 years?
Yeah, we don't.
Isn't it 3 years?
Yeah,
it's been a while. Yeah. 3 years probably sounds about right.
I'm in the same agreement that you guys are as far as.
Okay.
How about I move that we go to executive session for personnel?
Second. Aye.
Aye.
Seal the hatches, Mr. Paulson.
And Mr. U.